A visit to the Gorham home. The fast-ebbing life of Robert Harmon, Ellen's older brother, provided one of the incentives for the trip east. Upon receiving word of Robert's failing health, Sarah Belden, Ellen's older sister, had gone on to Gorham and watched over him till he passed to his rest. When Ellen and James arrived, they found Robert emaciated, but she observed that his wasted features lit up with joy as they talked of the bright hope of the future. In the seasons of prayer they had in his room, Jesus seemed very near. But James and Ellen could not tarry long. She observed, "We were obliged to separate from our dear brother, expecting never to meet him again this side of the resurrection of the just. The bitterness of the parting scene was much taken away by the hope he expressed of meeting us where parting would be no more." Shortly after Ellen's visit with Robert, Annie Smith, at the Rochester office, composed the poem "He Sleeps in Jesus," later set to music, Church Hymnal, No. 494. While the whites were in the vicinity of Gorham, a conference was held in nearby Portland. Here is where James had first met Ellen, here is where they had been married, here is where Ellen received her first vision and was called to go into the field. It was here that she later said the Lord ordained her. It was here that fanaticism had raged in 1845. Now, 7 or 8 years later, James White reported of the conference held there. "Our meeting at Portland, Maine, held September 18th and 19th, was excellent. The friends in the city obtained a very convenient place for the meeting. A number of brethren and sisters came in from the country who bore good testimonies to the truth, which added to the interest of the meeting. Several of our Advent brethren who do not observe the Sabbath came out to hear. We had freedom in presenting the reasons of our faith. The Spirit of the Lord was felt in every meeting, reviving and cheering the people of God. Perhaps there is no place where more prejudice has existed than in Portland. This is giving way. That we were again united in Christian fellowship with some that we once took sweet counsel with, but during the time of scattering, that union was entirely broken, and we feared that they would not again be united with the true church. That we could weep tears of joy with those that wept, and freely confessed past errors. Several have, since the meeting, confessed the Sabbath." The Review and Herald, October 14,